guys, it's Allison Kramer, and I'm sitting here with my gorgeous sister, Christina. Why are you laughing? We're not going to say who's older or younger, but Christina and I are actually partners in business now. She was into prepaid legal before I was. I think I had been introduced to it, and I kind of blew it off. I didn't think anything of it, and then she had told me that she had gotten into it, and I was invited to another seminar and kind of opened my eyes and really looked at how I could use this on everyday life. So thank you, Christina, for doing an interview.
You're welcome.
Are you excited about prepaid legal?
I am.
You were a member first, right?
Yes.
And what encouraged you to become an associate?
Income and the residual income, and because I'm a stay-home mom and I won't have inventory and a whole lot to keep up with.
Yeah. And you've been using this for how long now?
A year.
How many times do you think you've called just for questions in that year?
In a year, I've called five times.
Five times. Mm-hmm. So we'll say an average attorney for a consult is what? $150 to $200?
Yes, for 1 hour.
For 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And there's no real direction after that consult either.
No. No.
So do you think you've gotten your money's worth out of just being a member?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you're my best advocate right now with stories of being able to tell people that this really does do what they say that it's supposed to do.
What I like about it the most is you can just, if you have a question that comes in your head, you just call. You don't have to have a direction or even really the situation going on. If you want to know, you know, what do you do if this happens, or what do you do, how do you handle it, where can you go? I think just that is worth it to me.
Yeah. Without being real specific, because it's very personal why people call, but do you have any examples of, like, good experiences of some of the calls that you've made, like maybe their turnaround time, or did you feel that they really cared about you?
The turnaround time is they give, from the time that you call, they have 8 hours to call you back. My experience has been within the 2 to 3 hours from the time that I've called.
That makes you feel really important, doesn't it?
Yeah. And when they call, they know that you have a family, or maybe that you're at work. The number that you leave could be a work number, or you could be in the phone on a cell. Before they put you through the attorney, they ask if you're prepared to speak with them. And at that time, if you're not, you can let them know and then give them a time that's best for you to call back.
That's awesome. See, I haven't actually called yet. but really, I think I got into prepaid legal because of you. It sounds kind of silly that I saw your value in it and said, wow, you know, even though I may not be calling on it, but just knowing that I can go to bed at night if there's a question or if there's, you know, if something happens. I'm a business owner, and at any given time, somebody could put me through a lawsuit. Just because.
Well, when, you know, going to bed at night and knowing that you have that security the next day, someone could be trespassing through your yard at night. You're not knowing it. You might, your cameras or whatever you have, your security system may capture it.
Yeah.
You see it the next day, you call them. What can I do? I have this. But the other plus, I think, is I do not feel rushed on the phone with the attorney. They take the time to answer my questions. They ask me if I have any more. Because through conversation, you may have another question that pops up.
Now, have you done a consultation with just where you had to pay for that consultation in the past, like with an attorney?
Yes.
And so you definitely feel the difference between being a prepaid legal member using their services and a private person hiring an attorney. It sounds like you actually get treated better.
You get treated better in the sense that if you go to the office, there's a time limit there. And they're aware that you're in there for a consultation. And they almost, I don't want to say in a bad way, but they want to make sure that
you don't go over that hour.
That you don't go over the hour, but they give you just enough to cover that hour and that price that you're paying. But yet you still leave
with questions.
With saying, okay, did it really get answered for me? It's almost like they withhold, you know, to an extent because that's their income.
But you didn't feel that with prepaid legal.
No.
Wow. Well, Christina, I am excited for you, even as your sister, and I am out there, everybody that knows who I am, I am just a go-getter, and I don't mind talking to everybody, and I know that this is a new adventure for you, but I'm so excited for you. I know today we're sitting here with Mary Glenflit Fisher, whoo, tongue-tied. She is our upline, somebody that supports us in this business, and you and I are not the experts. But Mary has already given you that peace of mind that she's going to be there for you to. I know today we're meeting with some of your friends to share more about them. So do you feel like you're already getting the support that you need through Mary Glenn and Prepaid Legal and some of the resources to be able to share this to make money?
Yes, yeah. I do.
A lot different than other home-based businesses you've tried in the past.
Yeah, because you're basically on your own. I mean,
with other businesses,
you have to figure it out.
Yeah,
read the papers.
And this is easy.
It is easy.
It's something you're going to use anyways, and all you do is share it with your friends. And if they like it, great. If they don't, no big deal.
Right.
So that it's a no pressure kind of sharing environment. Mm-hmm. So would you tell people like stay at home moms that this is definitely something that they not only should be a member of, but could easily share with their mommy, you know, groups and things like that, and maybe make money?
Yes. And I think that once I get one of my stay-at-home friends' moms into it, I think it'll take off and more word will get out to the rest of the stay-at-home moms.
Yeah. It's fairly new, but it's a concept that makes sense. So, well, the next time we talk, I think we're going to talk about the identity shield part. And I know that's something that you're starting to look more at with having young children and making sure that their social security numbers are secured, you know, and making sure that nobody can open up accounts and things like that on their number. So I have that as well. So we'll talk about that next time. Anything else you want to share with people? No?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, guys.